This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning. Welcome. Dale Coley is in studios with us here. A preview of tonight's Pharmacy Facts with Friends and 5 o'clock. If you can't listen live, you can always get the podcast. So be sure to be here. And if you can't, go to nowdecatur.com. How are you this morning? Are you feeling the Christmas spirit?
I am. It's amazing. The this last after Thanksgiving and today just crazy. Yesterday was just super crazy busy and people hustling and bustling this last weekend with the program we had on Saturday for the small business and things like this. It's really gotten us in the spirit. We got our holiday specials going on right now for this week. So it's one of those things where it's a good thing, but man, you just dread it. You know what I'm saying?
I feel the same way. You know, we went down to the newly restored transfer house Saturday morning to see the incredible work. Natalie will be with us in a little bit here. I know who made the donation. I don't know whether we can thank them publicly or not, but it's beautiful, and they've got a perfect Santa.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, it is great, and I like the idea that it's where it's at. But I used to, you know, work there at the Lincoln Square Drugstore, not too far from here, right next to where the transfer house originally was. And I would really like to have seen it stay there, from a standpoint, from a nostalgic thing, but just not going to happen.
And no, but the inside is now beautiful. You know, they redid the outside a few years back. Now there's a restroom inside. Shaney did a really cool art piece in there. It's just really nice. All the union guys and gals that got together to help with that. And
community and of course, came together.
Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Community Foundation making it possible. Anyway, you guys are all full. You know, who does all the decorating in the store?
Actually, this year it was Rita and a couple of friends of ours from down in Defiance, Missouri, that came up and helped us, and the gal that actually did it, Michelle Highland, helped us, and she put together a lot of wreaths and things like this, and got us in the Christmas spirit. We did it the same day that we had Julie McClary's piano concert out there.
Sure, because why not? You didn't have anything else going on, right?
Hey, if you're not busy, you're not doing something. That's what I think.
Who else is from Defiance, Missouri? Why do I know that?
I think it was Jesse James was from down there.
Is that right? Okay.
We go down there every New Year's Eve for a little New Year's Eve celebration. You know, what can be bad? You know, guns and alcohol.
No doubt about it. They do a lot of weekend retreats and weddings and all that kind of thing. All right. So a little bit about tonight. It's Giving Tuesday, and you're going to have the Salvation Army, and you and Reed are heading up their holiday fundraising efforts, or the chairs of that. So what are you talking about with Kyle tonight?
It's going very, very well on that, by the way. And as tonight, the Salvation Army is going to be in there. There's sign-ups for the bell ringers and the upcoming dinner gala. We have a bell ringer competition going on between some high schools. We got that going between the St. Teresa, Monroe, Forsyth, Mount Zion, and LSA. And so we're going to get that going and finalize that. We're also going to discuss the upcoming dinner gala at the Decatur Club on December the 9th, and that's always a special occasion for the Salvation Army.
And what is that? What are they doing this year?
They get together. It's really the kickoff for the Guns and Hoses program.
Okay.
They want to talk about that and get everybody fired up to be ringing the bell for the rest of the holiday season. That's the main focus on that. It also gives us a chance to thank a few people in the community and that type of thing. So it's really well done, and Decatur Club is a great spot for this. Been going on for several years.
Now, I know that what they do with the men's shelter, you know, like right now, it's, you know, going to be 62 degrees or something on Thursday. That's not going to last.
Nope.
And when it gets cold, they are literally lifesavers in that department.
It is amazing. I think I've said this before, but one of the main reasons Reed and I got involved in this is because of the impact, the direct impact that it has on our community. And this community has been so good to me and my family, and this is just one way we can help the community and help the community. They really show the impact that every aspect, every age demographic is involved in this thing here, and it's really a great program. So we were very, very very, very thankful that they asked us to do this program this year.
I really like their lieutenants. They've only been here about a year and a half, but Kenisa and Chanel are very good people.
They are amazing. And we had her on a show in here a couple weeks ago, and she's a fireball. She really is and she gets I think she has a lot of this deal where the woman behind the man is pushing things, and she is definitely the leader in that family.
Well, they're good folks. So they've got a 2021 Christmas fundraising goal of $600,000, and through donations and events, and you know, they do the direct mail stuff, the Red Kettles, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. I saw First Christian Church was out with their whole staff doing the Red Kettles yesterday.
Yep.
Really good stuff. So a lot of ways you can support the cause. All right, here's an important topic. You know, I'm not there yet, but I'm getting closer day by day. But literally, this is a time of year when you talk about Medicare Part D, open enrollment. This is important to a lot of people, and I think it sneaks up on folks.
It does, because of the holidays and Thanksgiving and things like this. It gets by a lot of people, but they have until December the 7th for the open enrollment. And even if you are super satisfied with your plan that you have, every plan is changing this year. Deductibles are changing, and percentages of how much they're paying, copays are changing, and things like this. You need to go back and look at the drugs that you're on, because it's totally based on the medication that you're on, and then sit down with on Illinois Medicare or the Medicare.gov program and sit down with somebody if you don't understand that and make the best choice for you. Don't miss out on this 7th at 11:59 p.m. It's over for a year.
Yeah, so this is – so people 65 and over, I mean, this is really the only window to make this choice for the 2022.
Absolutely, and we're encouraging this. We work – we have a patient advocate at the store that helps people with this. Give us a call at Dale Southlake Pharmacy, and we'll get you on the list and talk to you about this. Don't let this pass, because this can cost you hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars, if you make the wrong choice on this.
All right, so you guys will walk them through that. All right, so tell me about the holiday open house going on this week. 20 to 30% off all gift items. Crazy.
Everything, yeah. It's pretty good. And we have some great folks at the front of the store. I don't get up there very much because I'm back in the pharmacy a lot. But at the front end, they can help you pick out the perfect holiday gift for you, and some great sales going on. We want to make sure there's not any supply chain issues with us at this point here. We've got a lot of stock in there, and we're glad to help you out with some things like this.
It's so important to support the local businesses, and I know you guys live by that motto and support all the things that we do. We'll be out at Mount Zion today handing out all the food drive money. Thank you again for all your years of continued support for that. You and Rita and the whole family just go above and beyond, Dale.
Well, I appreciate that. But the great news, wanted to share this with you, Brian. Our clinics for the vaccine for this week are filled up.
Yeah.
That's the first time that's happened, and that's exciting. People are responding to the fact not only to get their initial shots, but also to get their boosters. And we do it every Wednesday and every Friday from noon to 5 up at the Dale or at Coley's Corner Drug up in Forsyth. We have availability for next Wednesday, the 8th and the 10th coming up, but get there.
Fantastic. Dale, we appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.